The Western Bulldogs are going to go into 2019. There's so many questions and about so many teams going in and so much excitement about several of the teams. There's a bit of unknown about a group of teams that sit in that sort of expanding middle cluster of teams in the competition. The Western Bulldogs are largely one of those. Toby McLean probably knows all of that. He's in the middle of it all. He was there when they rose to the top of the table, and he's, I'm sure, hoping that this team has got the capacity to do it all again, and he joins us. Toby, thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, Andy. Thanks for having me.
As you sit here now, and you know we're sort of starting to really ramp up your pre-season, and I'm sure you're doing a whole lot of match sim stuff at the footy club now, and you're looking forward to some practice matches in the JLT. As you sit here right now, are you certain, or have you got a really strong line as to where you guys sit, in the broader scheme of things?
Not particularly. I think, to be honest, I think we're just looking to improve on last year. I know we didn't have a great year last year, but towards the end we played, I think the last three or four games, we had some really good form behind us, and it was really the young players that really stood up for us. So positive signs coming into this year. We've had a really good block of training, and well, like everyone has, but we're ready to go. And as you said, the JLT games are just around the corner.
So other than the injection of youth and, kind of like a commitment to youth, because you had some, obviously had some injury issues that you were dealing with at the end of last year as a group, was there something about the way you can remember playing your footy in those last 6 or 7 weeks that led to, that really encouraging finish to the season?
Yeah, I don't know. There's blokes like Aaron Norton and Ed Richards that were in their first year, and they're sort of becoming young leaders. Well, they've been forced to become young leaders, and we've got a good group of youth, as you said, and I think that's just what's going to take us forward. I think we've got a few new people in the leadership group, as in Mitch Wallace and Jack Trengove, who hasn't been at the club for very long, and they're making a really big impact. So, yeah, positive vibes coming into this year.
Do you get a sense, we're talking to Toby McLean from the Bulldogs, do you get a sense, it's interesting hearing you talk about young leaders, you're into your fifth season coming up, you're only 22 years of age, but here you
23.
Are. 23 now, eh? Okay. So you're 23. Mate, you're a baby. And here you are talking about these young players who are emerging, a kind of a young leadership group that's emerging even underneath you. It's amazing how quickly the time moves through football.
Yeah, it does. It sounds a bit strange. I know I'm only 23 and I'm talking about the young players behind me. I'm sort of in the mid range of players.
It's hard to believe.
Quite quickly, yeah. It sort of happened quite quickly. I was going from youngest to mid range, and it's only been 4 or 5 years. So now we look at it as a positive, I think.
So do you get a sense that? And I don't know how much time you spend kind of assessing, the list that you're part of and, your kind of team's profile and all that sort of stuff. But you bring in players like Sam Lloyd and Taylor Giray in particular, who are, obvious role players. Taylor Giray in particular has got a wealth of senior experience behind him. And, Sam, had he not been at Richmond, might have played a bit more senior footy than he did. Did you get a sense that that was a part of your list that needed a bit of addressing?
Yeah, I think so. Those two have been enormous, especially during training and speaking up when they feel like they need to. Obviously, Taylor has a lot of leadership behind him playing in those flags at Hawthorn, but even Sammy Lloyd, who I'm not sure how many games he played at Richmond, but even him, his leadership that he's brought to us young kids is next level, and I think hopefully they can bring that coming into JLT in round one for sure.
There's been this emerging interest, awareness, whatever word you want to use, for players at state league level over the last kind of 5 years. Recruiters are starting to take more notice of what players are doing at state level who might have missed their draft year first time round, maybe even the second time round. Benny Cavara is one of those who's found his way to your footy team. Give me your observations of him, Toby, through the Ben Cavara story. There are several others like him at other AFL clubs around the place at the moment who are probably doing similar things at different places. Tell us, give me your observations of what Cavara's brought to the Bulldogs.
Well, he's been really good at training. He's sort of that small forward that just pops up and you just say where did he come from, and he's able to kick two or three in the space of 5 minutes during match gym, and it's just a credit to him. His work rate sort of sets him above a few others, and getting to those contests, drop a ball and things like that make a good small forward. You can see him playing a big role for us this year, hopefully.
So your footy club's made obviously in the last couple of years, made a really big investment in a couple of young key forwards. One of them was instrumental a couple of years ago in helping your side win the premiership. He was almost Norm Smith. Of course, Tom Boyd is the player I'm talking about. And Josh Shackey was another that, the club targeted as a real needs-based player, high-quality junior, has shown glimpses, but, we've got to give him a bit more time. We understand that. Yeah. You've been training alongside these two through the pre-season. Where are they at? And again, to your eye, how are they looking?
Well, unfortunately for Tommy Boyd, he's had a few back issues, unfortunately. And I think the physios are taking a sort of conservative approach with him and sort of week by week basis. And I'm not quite sure how many games he'll play this year, but he hasn't really been into full training at all. But hopefully he can get up eventually and sort of play a big role for us this year.
So is he, just before you get on to Shaq and get away from time, in terms of joining in training, what parts of your training schedule, if any, is Tom doing with the main group, or is he on a very much a unique program away from the group?
Yeah, as you said, it's a very unique program. He's sort of doing a lot of individual stuff, whether it's swimming or bike riding. He hasn't really been able to join in at all, unfortunately.
Okay, and what about Josh?
Yeah. Josh has been really good. He's sort of, I think, early in the year, he put on a lot of weight coming into the pre-season, and I think a lot of that was muscle. So, which is good. It's good for him to sort of be that aggressive player, and he's sort of showing that during training as well, to being able to push other defenders out of the way and take a really strong mark. So hopefully... there's good signs for him coming forward as well.
And Toby, how much is everybody within the group at the footy club barracking for Liam Picken in terms of getting him into the sort of position? We read the story in the paper yesterday, and we know what he's been through from a concussion perspective. Yeah. How much is everybody barracking for him to get himself in the sort of nick where he can get back out there and confidently go about playing the sort of footy that we know he can play?
Yeah, I think everybody is barracking for him. We really want him to get out there and sort of, do the things that he's really good at. You saw how good he was in that 2016 final series where he tore games apart. And he's been training with the main group, which is great to see him out there. But there's just no clarity about whether he can join into full contact yet, unfortunately. So it's a wait and see thing for him as well. But everyone's hoping that he gets up and really pushes through.
And what about you? You're a natural ball winner. You're active. You're busy. You can, we know what we've seen enough of you, through your 60 games at the level now to know what you bring to the table, whether you're inside 50 or kind of pushing up through the midfield. Where do you see your balance in 2019 between, mid around the ball and pushing forward? Have you got a sort of strong sense on how you're going to be used?
Obviously my preference is to play as much mid-time as possible, but we've got that much depth in our midfield that it's probably a bit hard. And last year, I think I played a lot of more 50-50 forward mid, and I'll probably be the same again this year. Playing to my strengths in both roles. But hopefully a bit more mid-time, but like you say.
I know you've got to go, but this is a fascination to me. Why do all players who of your type in the comp, why do you all want to play more midfield time? Is that where you see the game won and lost? Is it a numbers game? Well, why is everybody so keen to who have got the natural instinct and inclination to kick a goal like you have? Why does everybody want to push into the midfield and become a midfielder?
Well, for me, I think I'm more of an instinct player, and playing around the ball, that's where my strengths come out. Whereas as a forward, it's a lot of hard running and unrewarded running that you have to do to sort of, it's more of a selfless game being a forward, especially if you don't get onto kicking those goals. So playing around the mid, I really want to show my strengths, and I think that's where I play my best footy. So, and I think that's where a lot of players think that they play the best footy. So that's where the players want to play. I think, yeah.
Of course they do. I'm sure they do. Hey, mate, good luck for the rest of the preseason. You're going to be one of those teams that there's going to be a huge amount of interest in and around in the competition in 2019. Thanks for joining us. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks for that, Andy.
Good on you, Toby McLean, part of the Bulldogs. AFL memberships, of course, from $95, and AFLW memberships down at the footy club start as well for $45. Become a Bulldog member this season. Give them a call, 1-300-GO-DOGS, or visit membership.westernbulldogs.com.au. The Bulldogs, by the way, will unveil their AFLW flag this Saturday night at the Witten Oval before they play Geelong.